The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
In these winter months, consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check out our cruise news at cruiseradio.net.
On this show, New York City-based travel writer Craig Zabransky will review Puerto Limon, the cruise port of Costa Rica. And Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, will have cruise news for us. But first, hello, sunshine.
Goodbye, Destiny, huh?
Big announcement this morning. Carnival said they're going to basically take the Destiny, transform it, give it a lot of renovations,
and slap the words Carnival Sunshine on the back of it.
To tell us more, the VP of Product Development for Carnival Cruise Lines is with us, Lanya Rittenhouse. I should say welcome back, Lanya.
Thanks for having me.
Lanya, give us some of the highlights of this $155 million renovation.
Wow, this is a very exciting undertaking for us. We are, like you said, just completely doing one large makeover of the ship and turning the Carnival Sunshine into the ultimate experience for our guests. We have worked on trying to deliver some of the new and exciting Funship 2.0 bars, restaurants, and entertainment that we recently rolled out on the Carnival Liberty. So we're folding those exciting new properties into the Carnival Sunshine, as well as some of the new properties that we're going to see on the Carnival Breeze. So with regards to dining options, we're going to see Guy's Burger Joint, which is our new free poolside best burgers at sea, if you will.
Love
and I know
them.
Love them, right? So we'll be featuring Guy's Burger Joint. We'll be featuring the Blue Iguana Cantina, bringing back all of our favorite Mexican favorites, homemade, you know, burritos and tacos and all the toppings you could imagine there. We're going to have our Cucina del Capitano, which we successfully launched on the Magic, so a family-oriented Italian bistro. We'll have a new branded steakhouse. So the Fahrenheit 555 will also be on Carnival Sunshine. And obviously our terrific main dining rooms. And we'll have another new Asian-inspired eatery inside of our Lido, which we'll be very happy to launch on the Carnival Sunshine for the first time. So it's basically leveraging our terrific Mongolian fare that we've had in our Lido for years, and then providing a really nice nighttime venue with full service and Asian-inspired dishes for our guests.
This is like Funship 2.0 on steroids, and you mentioned You mentioned Guy Fieri, Guy's Burger Joint.
Yes.
On top of adding names like Guy Fieri and George Lopez, can we expect any other big names to be announced?
Well, you know, we're partnering with Hasbro as well on our, you know, the game show. But in terms of personalities at the moment, aside from our famous personalities of the Red Frog, so for the Red Frog pub, or our Blue Iguana, from the Blue Iguana Cantina and the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, those are the personalities at the moment.
All these changes to Carnival Cruise Lines, I guess it all started last fall with Carnival Liberty with Funship 2.0. What has the feedback been with the guests?
Way better than we ever imagined. I mean, we knew that our guests, that what we rolled out would really resonate with them, but it's just been terrific. I think that we really tried to pack in value for money, and we tried to launch these things without additional costs to the guests, and I think that has just been overwhelmingly a home run. And the product itself is terrific. I mean, the burgers really are the best burgers at sea. And the Mexican, I mean, we have so much good feedback. People are just so excited to be there and to have those new experiences that it's been terrific. And that's why we've leveraged those and brought them onto the Breeze as well as the Carnival Sunshine.
So why did they change the name to Carnival Sunshine and ditch Carnival Destiny?
Well, you know, our sun and fun is core to the Carnival brand. And when we made the decision to really invest in the ship and really make her have all these terrific new experiences to keep her relevant, to keep her contemporary, it also transpired into the design. And the design directive was we want it light, we want it airy, we want it very Caribbean-inspired, you want the blue skies, and we want to bring the inside, the outdoors inside. And so Sunshine came up as one of the names that we were tossing around that we thought it was really very relevant to what the product that we're delivering on the ship.
Very good. She is the VP of Product Development for Carnival Cruise Lines, Lanya Rittenhouse. So good to have you back with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
And can't wait to see you on the breeze.
Looking forward to it. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. This is Cruise Radio. For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. TripInsurance.com. And now Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, is here with us. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Hey, man.
Disney Fantasy is officially in Florida. What's the scoop?
Wow. Well, after, 4,700 miles, she is finally home in Port Canaveral. And her first sailing will be March 31st. So that'll be when this beautiful 2,500 passenger, 4,000 full, 130,000-ton ship begins her seven-night Eastern and Western Caribbean cruises out of Port Canaveral, and be prepared to put down a premium penny.
Is she going to sell out every sailing like her sister ship?
She is going to, she's already doing extraordinarily well. In fact, most sailings, Doug, are already around $2,000 per person just to get on board.
Wow. So Royal Caribbean ordered another ship last week. Is this going to be another Allure-sized ship?
No, this, just like the first one, Doug, are only 158,000 tons.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they did, is they exercised an option to build the second. So so Royal Caribbean now officially has two 158,000-ton, 4,100-passenger cruise ships. And the first one is expected in 2014 in the fall. And this second ship will be 2015. And it is rumored that realistically this will be a class of not three but four cruise ships.
Nice.
Isn't CL putting a Brazilian steakhouse on every ship? And if they are, is there going to be a surcharge?
Well, that's a great question. And the answer is they are going to put across the fleet, they are going to put these Brazilian churrascarias. Doug Parker has actually enjoyed on several of them.
Oh, yeah.
And but they are going to offer a minor cover charge of $20 per person. So instead of the typical 35 to 40 that we're seeing other passengers on other ships being gouged for, it'll only be $20 on board NCL.
So the Costa brand suffered another blow last week with the fire aboard Costa Allegra, and you know, before that was the Concordia sinking. Are they going to be able to rebound?
Doug, I think they are. The ships have fires. It certainly beats exploding above 40,000 feet. No passengers were injured. They were adrift for a couple of days. They were immediately given military escort, and they had food flown in daily. So it really wasn't a god-awful experience for them. And Costa immediately, they took care of the passengers. They received full refunds, as well as a 1 to 2 week vacation in the Seychelles Islands. So they were, like I said, they were pretty well taken care of. And as far as the brand, you know, Doug, this is a solid company owned by Carnival Corp, and they'll be fine. It's unfortunate. These are accidents. It does happen. They treated the passengers well, and you know, they'll move on.
Speaking of Costa, the cruise industry was on Capitol Hill last week, I assume, over safety issues.
Yep, both the House and Senate had separate hearings last week, and the safety and security was at hand. They did have a pair of passengers testifying that were on Costa Concordia, describing their experience on the ship. They had safety experts. They had industry experts. They had a port director from the Port of Miami there to testify. And, you know, essentially for the most part, Doug, you know, they just told Congress what we know, that cruising is safe. And but, you know, they have taken measures. They have made immediate changes already to ensure, you know, future safety based on what was learned from Costa Concordia.
As you know, we just talked to Lanya Rittenhouse, VP of Carnival's Product Development. What do you, Stuart, think about Carnival Sunshine?
Well, I think it's really excellent. You know, Carnival Destiny was actually does have some maritime history to it, because it was actually the first cruise ship in history to ever exceed 100,000 tons when she debuted in 1996. And this is actually one of the most massive undertakings of a single cruise ship, where they're going to spend $155 million to essentially revamp the ship. And this is probably the most aggressive structural change to a cruise ship that hasn't been essentially cut in half and, and had a midsection inserted, like Royal Caribbean did with Enchantment of the Seas. So, I mean, this is pretty extensive with what they're doing at the additional cabins, the restaurants, and it's going to make a significant difference to the cruise experience for the passengers. And it'll be interesting to see if they do it to the other the sister ships to Carnival Destiny.
All right. Thank you, Stuart, as always.
It is a fabulous pleasure.
Have a question for the experts? Or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
New York City-based travel writer Craig Zabransky is with us. He recently spent some time in Puerto Limon, the cruise port of Costa Rica, and is here to talk about it. Welcome back to Cruise Radio, Craig.
Oh, it's great to be back on.
So what were your first impressions?
I mean, for me, it was great to get back to Costa Rica. It's where actually I started my round-the-world trip many years ago. So I was excited just to see Costa Rica, the rich coast, so to speak, as Columbus called it. But first impressions were, you know, they're not overly positive. It's a port town. I mean, when you get there, you land and, you know, it's some stores and things like that. But, you know, the true gems of Costa Rica are outside the city.
Did you feel safe there?
I personally felt safe there. I mean, I know Spanish. I'm familiar with Costa Rica, and I've traveled a lot through Central America. But when we left port, there was a lot of be careful in Puerto Limon. Stay within the port area, because it can be a bit shady on the outside. And you're going to see people from a bunch of different backgrounds. You know, there was a bunch of Chinese. There was a bunch of, you know, African descent. There was a bunch of Italians. So it's a big mix in the port town. So when you get that kind of mix and you get a lot of traffic in and out with some shipping, I mean, I think there's an element there that's, regardless of where you are in the world, it's a port city.
How convenient and accessible did you think that the shops were and all the shopping to the pier?
When you get off, I mean, before you even step outside, there's a bunch of shops. And I think they come in to almost like, hey, tourist, shop here. I thought the prices actually were fairly reasonable inside there. But if you go on the outside, there's even more shops. But then you're out with the regular locals. You're out with people that are not going on to a ship or outside. So you might get a better price. But then again, you're walking down the streets where you might see a couple of people trying to maybe sell, you know, a little bit of marijuana or something like that. You might come across that. I mean, I noticed it. But, I mean, I never felt threatened.
When you were walking around outside of the city gates, if you will, how did you feel about the police presence in the area?
I didn't see any police when I was there. I didn't feel, and I think that's also a good thing. If you don't see police, then you don't feel as worried about the fact that there's crime there. I wasn't concerned about it. I mean, walking around in the daytime for the few hours that we were there to get a beer or two, not an issue.
Craig, any excursions that you would recommend?
I think Costa Rica had a lot of excursions, and we talked about them a little bit on the ship. But if the one that I did, I would totally recommend, was whitewater rafting. Costa Rica, in the 90s, that's why people went to Costa Rica. Whitewater rafting was one of the first things that brought tourism there. Now there's a bunch of adventure-type activities. And on the ship, you were able to do some of them, like zip lining, as well as also, you know, they had a Hacienda tour, which was very popular with the Holland America Line demographic. And I think most reviews, in fact, all reviews, were very positive on the experience when people came back. But for me, it was whitewater rafting. When I saw it, I circled it, and I'm like, this is what I need to do when I'm there. Let's go for it. And it was amazing. It was class 1, 2, and 3 rapids. And really was a bunch of fun. It was about 5 boats that came down the river with us. One older gentleman fell off. I mean, you know, there's some there's rapids, but it wasn't nothing that people couldn't handle. I wouldn't worry about it. It's just a great, a tremendous amount of fun.
Outside of maybe some monkeys, what are the close contact with wild animals or not so wild animals?
The big thing there, they always try to point out, is a sloth. They're very difficult to see, whether it's 2-toe or 3-toed. I mean, they don't move. They just kind of sit in the tree and hang out all day.
Of course.
You can see them. It looks like a fur ball up, you know, unless you really get a good view. They, you know, they hide. They hide from certain predators and stuff like that. So it's hard to see, and they don't move at all. But most guys will know where they are because they don't move. So when you see them one day, they're going to be there the next. So,
are there close internet cafes?
When you get off in the port, yeah, there's a couple of cafes. You know, I think it was $5 for all-day Wi-Fi, which was, you know, reasonable, and I think it's less if you use their computers. Definitely much cheaper than it is on the ship.
Craig, you know me, man. I've got to find the local brew. Were there any local drinks, local beer, and were they affordable?
Definitely very affordable, actually. I mean, probably the most affordable of any of the ports that traveled on the Holland America Line, and, you know, on the Panama Canal, Sun Veracruz. It was about $2 for an Imperial, which is the local Costa Rica beer.
Any tips for first-timers?
Yeah, there's one thing I noticed in Costa Rica that kind of I was interested. You know, like a lot of times people carry 20s, you know, and then they try to exchange it for a $2 beer, and they expect all American change. And there was even this one woman ahead of us who was on the, you know, on the excursion with us, and she was buying a beer, and she asked for like 5 singles because she wanted to tip the guy. And I remember saying, like, just get the money back in Costa Rican colones, because that's what they used anyway. And she was all bent out of shape on the fact that she wanted dollars. And I'm just like, they can't really use the dollars, you know? I mean, they need, like, a passport. A lot of them don't have it. I mean, but I think a lot of times, I guess the tip is if, when you go there, not just to help yourself out, but also help out other people that want to buy a beer, bring a bunch of small change.
Craig Zabransky, New York-based travel writer. Thanks for talking to us, man. And just want to add, Craig, nice job last week co-hosting.
Oh, man, it was a blast. I mean, not only was it a great opportunity to cruise with Doug, it was just a fun time on a ship, but get a chance to go with the radio show. It was a great experience.
Very good. All right, we'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure, Craig.
You know, whatever you guys need, let me know.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget, we're on the Stitcher Radio Network, the easiest and best way to listen to Cruise Radio. Go to cruiseradio.net, click on the Stitcher Radio icon, and stay abreast of all the very latest cruise news on our homepage. And sign up for cruise news updates. Get the instant alerts. Just fill out your email address in the upper right-hand corner.
Well, I guess you about said it all.
I guess so.
So let's get out of here.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.